And thank you for joining our podcast. And the name of the show is Manage Your Money God's Way, presented by Compass Catholic Ministries. We teach what the Bible tells us are the best ways of handling money. And we're using the Bible as the resource tool. In the Bible, there are 2,500 verses that show us how God intends for all of us to be handling money. You can look at our small group Bible study called Navigating Your Finances God's Way by going to compasscatholic.org. Well, the bottom line is we want to make sure that you live totally debt-free. And it doesn't matter how small or even how large your debt may be, we can help. My name is Steve Holbrook, and with me are the co-founders of Compass Catholic Ministries, John and Evelyn Bean. And yes, the calendar does say June, and it is 6 months until you have to file your tax returns. But June is the perfect month to review where you are situated this year with your taxes. Have you overpaid so far this year, or maybe you underpaid? Well, that's what we're going to dive into, educating you on the best practice for a mid-year tax review. So, John, let's get started.
You know, one of the comments you always hear is that taxes aren't biblical. In Mark 12:17, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." And the Pharisees were utterly amazed at him. Even in biblical times, 2,000 years ago, Jesus was telling people to acknowledge the government and pay taxes as required.
Now, I notice in that Bible verse, Jesus didn't say anything about how the tax money is used by the government, or whether he agreed with the government policies, or whether he was in favor or in dislike of the party that's in charge right now. He just said to pay taxes.
What are you trying to say,
which
Evelyn?
Which is what we're supposed to do. In other words, it's independent of how we feel about our government, right?
Yes, that's absolutely true. The other thing that I heard, the other complaint is that, I didn't get as much back this year as I did in years past. It's all in how you look at it, to be perfectly honest.
Well, how much you get back has nothing to do with how much you paid in taxes, right?
Well, that's absolutely correct. If you just say that and you don't think about it for a minute, people are going to argue with you. But if you think about it for a minute, how much you get back depends on how much you overpaid. Well, people don't think about
that. No, I'm just going to say, people don't think about overpaid. They just feel that it's a bonus.
Yeah, it's like
it's something the government should be sending me.
So how do you figure out how much you paid in taxes? Like, how do you know how much you paid last year versus the year before?
Well, if you go back and look at your tax form, it'll tell you exactly what your gross income was, what your adjusted gross income was, how much taxes you actually paid, what the calculation was for the amount of taxes you paid, and whether you got money back or you had to pay.
You're talking about the form you fill out for income tax.
The IRS form, yeah.
Yeah, but it's also on your last paycheck for the year. The employer has to send you something.
Yeah, that will tell you your year-end statement from your employer. It'll tell you your gross income, and it'll tell you how much withholding that you paid. But how much withholding you paid changed in 2018. Because of the way the tax regulations were structured. And so even if you kept the exact same number of exemptions, 4 or 6 or 8 or 16 or whatever it was, they actually withheld less money from your paycheck, which was a good thing because you got a pay raise. But because they withheld less money, if your taxes were exactly the same, maybe you didn't get back so much. It's not that they stole more money from you or they kept it and not, you know, they're not being fair. It's the way the tax regulations are, and they didn't take out so much, so maybe you're not going to get back so much.
So how much you paid in taxes versus how much you get back in your tax refund are two entirely separate things that are related, but they don't really have too much to do with each other.
Very good, Evelyn. Very good.
So how do most people come up with their, what's the form called where you have to fill out how many dependents you have?
And your W-4?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, most people are lazy. Let's just get right down to it. Most people are lazy. They don't want to sit there and figure out how many deductions that they should be taking. So they put down 0. They figure 0, the government's going to take out the max. I'm not going to have to pay income taxes in April when it comes due. I'll get money back.
Which is probably true, right?
Unless they get other income that's not associated with what they're doing at work. The problem with that is that the government will take as much as you allow them to take because that's free money. They're not paying interest on it. You're not getting it. You're not earning interest on it. And that's just not a good thing. Now, the flip side of that is you pay too little. Okay, maybe you're self-employed and you ended up paying taxes plus a penalty last year because you weren't paying enough taxes in. Your goal should be to stay as tax neutral as you can, which means other than your normal amount that's withheld, you don't pay anything in excess and you don't get anything back. The ideal thing was when April 15th comes around, you file your tax return and the amount that you pay and the amount you get back are zero.
But don't you think the perception is if I get nothing back, the government won?
Yes, I do think that's the perception.
It is, when in reality, you keep the money, you keep your money that you earned.
Yes.
You're not turning it over to the government early.
Yes.
And you lose all those months as small interest is. Yeah, that's what's amazing. People think they lost.
But see, that's game. Part of the laziness.
Yeah.
Because they don't, sit down and calculate things. And now, to come out net zero, 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 that's almost impossible.
You have to be
them.
Anal. You'd have to.
Now, I feel really good this year. We only got back $159.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt good about that because I didn't have too much taken out. If you're having a bunch of money taken back and you're getting back $4,000 or $5,000 or $6,000 or $8,000, that's money that you could have had every single month.
And it's little things like filling out the W-2, the exemptions. I don't think people realize exactly what that means. And if they took 60 seconds and read the back of the form, they can figure out how many exemptions they should write down. Some people feel, I have 2 kids, I'll put down 2.
Yeah,
reality
exactly.
Of you can put down 6, you can put down 26.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there was just the 3 of us when Matthew was at home, but I always was up in the 12s, 13s, mm-hmm. maybe even 14 exemptions in order to come out as close to zero as possible.
Yeah, I don't think we were ever that high, but then in the fourth quarter, I would go back in and change my W-2 exemptions, whether I needed to lower it so more taxes came out. Mm-hmm. It's that game, you said, zero sum. Yeah.
And that's why it's a good time now to take a look at your taxes and figure out what it is. So the first thing that you should do is figure out how much you've already paid. Take a look at the last paycheck that you got. It should give you a year-to-date, mm-hmm. how much has been withheld, and what your gross income has been. If you're looking at it and it's the end of June, that's the statement, that's the paycheck that you use, multiply it by 2. That's how much you're going to get for the whole year, both in withholding and both in income. And so that will give you a way to match what happened against last year's taxes.
So that should be on your latest pay stub, right?
Yeah, well, there should be always a running
year
total.
The year-to-date is on your every paycheck. Mm-hmm. And if you use the June one, then it's pretty easy to calculate. If it's not, then you got to, take the number of months and divide and multiply and subtract. And
take your shoes off and count.
Yes.
And if you do have a difficult time figuring this out, and if you use a financial advisor or a financial planner, they should be able to assist you. They should be guiding you through the process of, you're paying too much, you're not paying enough taxes. Use their advice.
And think about this for a minute. Let's just say that on your tax return this year, you got back $2,400.
So that sounds good. Everybody's thinking, oh, I got $2,400. It's a bonus. I can do all kinds of cool things with that money. But
that's $200 a month that you gave the government every single month that you didn't have to give them. How many of you out there would like to have a $200 a month raise? Everybody wants that. And it's right there. You don't even have to go beg your boss for more money. Just get smart.
This whole process of, let's see where I am right now, how long will it take me?
Maybe 30
minutes. The average person. Maybe
30 minutes, yeah.
And so I know a lot of people have at least 30 minutes.
But how do you do it? I know what I paid in taxes up till June, and then I double it, and I see that's how much I'm going to pay this year. But how do I know if that's the right amount for this year?
How does that compare to what you did last year? How much was your salary last year? How much is your gross salary this year? How much was your total withholding last year? How much is your total withholding this year? Are your deductions going to be about the same? I mean, you know, last year, as a married couple, the automatic deduction went to $24,000. That was a huge jump. And it pretty much made the tax deduction for house interest, okay, the mortgage interest payments that you're making, that pretty much made that obsolete. It should have been a long time ago, but it did. And giving, most people don't have $24,000 right. of deductions mm-hmm. because they don't think about it. They don't keep track of it. They could never come up with that much. They might come up with $6,000 or $8,000 or $10,000, but not 24. So basically, that's where you are, Evelyn. You take your total income, subtract $24,000, and that's your AGI. And that's basically what's going to get taxed. I mean, there's some variations in there, okay? But that's basically what's going to get taxed. And you can calculate that.
And to be honest, it's not a difficult task calculating where you are tax-wise this year. John and Evelyn are correct. If you received money last year, it's because you overpaid. That money could have been yours all year long. This is Manage Your Money God's Way, presented by Compass Catholic Ministries. Our goal is to show you how to handle money smarter, be better stewards with the gift that God has given you. And today we're taking you through a midterm practice of reviewing your tax situation. Am I paying too much? Am I paying too little when it comes to withholding taxes? So John, what do I do if I find out that I'm underpaying taxes?
If you're underpaying, you want to use as many of the legal tax breaks as possible to bring your liability back to zero. And some of these are really beneficial to you, so you need to pay attention here. For example, one of the things that you can do is to increase your HSA contributions. That's your health savings account, okay? The maximum per year for an individual is $3,500, but for a family, it's $7,000. And you can use that money to cover any of your health bills during the year, and it carries over, so you can use, you know, some of it next year, too.
But how does that impact my taxes?
Well, it comes off before your wages are taxed.
Okay, so it's tax-free money.
If you made $3,000 and you're putting $500 into your HSA, then your taxable, just on that transaction, would only be $2,500, not $3,000, okay?
Okay.
And then another thing would be to increase your contributions to your tax-deferred investments, whether it's a 401k or your IRA. Again, you're taking money off the top before it gets taxed and paying into your funds, so it's reducing the taxable income each month.
Now that doesn't work with a Roth, right? Because
is after tax.
Okay.
If you did $500 for an HSA and $500 into your 401k, now that $3,000 income you had is now only $2,000.
But if you're putting money into your IRA or your 401k, there's limits based on how much you can put in based on your income and your age, right?
Yeah, but $500 a month isn't going to touch it.
Okay.
Now, if you're self-employed, you can do a SEP IRA and you can contribute to that. You can invest in your business, decrease your dependence on your W-4 so they're taking out more money. All right, that's another thing you can do.
Yeah, and you are legally allowed to do that. Some people think once you, for the start of the year, and you list the dependents, you can't change. But you can go in there several times a year.
You can change it every month.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, the HR person's going to quit talking to you, but the other thing is that if you still can't get the amount that you're having withheld to the right amount, you can always make a quarterly payment. So instead of having to wait till this, you know, April the 15th and write them a great big huge check for the underpayment that you had. Do it on a quarterly basis, and you can actually budget that and make it a lot easier on your monthly budget.
So all that was based on if you're underpaying your taxes at when you do your mid-year tax review.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you do if you're overpaying and you're going to pay them too much and get this huge refund back, which we just said wasn't a good idea?
The first thing is to rework your W-4. If you're going to get a bunch of money back, figure out how many deductions you're taking on your W-4 and increase that. Do you know what the number is that you want to take it to? Well, there's a worksheet on the back of the W-4, and if you just sit there, spend 5 minutes and go through that worksheet, you can come pretty close to figuring it out based on, you know, what they say. Now, if you've done that and you still aren't having enough withheld, I mean,
you're too much.
Too much withheld, then just take it up a notch. We've been coaching a family that had 5 deductions, I think was what they were having taken out. And they were really squeamish because they felt like they needed not that many. And I said, but how much money do you get back every spring? And he says, we get back about $7,000.
Oh, my word.
And they were happy about it.
Well, I would be too if I got a check for $7,000. But you're right, thinking about how much that could have been mine for the previous 12 months.
It was yours to begin with.
True.
And you
good
just
point.
Gave it to the government
good
for
point.
12 months.
And, you know, the problem was that they didn't have enough every month to meet their obligations. We were able to give them, I forget what they took it down to, but... I know we gave them a monthly increase of at least $300 a month.
Wow. That can make a huge difference in paying down debt.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, especially
oh,
if
word.
You're on the edge of
yes.
just making the ends meet every month and you're giving all that money to the government and they're...
Yeah, for those listening, I mean, the W-4 is the first place I always recommend people go, let's take a look at it. How many dependents are you claiming? And let's make adjustments.
And there's a lot of calculators out there. If you went onto Google and did tax deduction calculators, you would find a whole bunch of them. And, you know, if you're trying to get money back into your monthly paycheck, spend 30 minutes or 60 minutes and go through some of those worksheets and see what happens and, you know, how they, because they're going to tweak things differently.
So you would suggest using more than one worksheet. You would suggest doing a couple of them and just seeing how things shake out.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think you want to, you know, test the waters and see what it's going to do and what it says you're going to get back. And then that's a good thing. You know, you want to be able to maximize your monthly income, not maximize your year-end return.
But I don't understand. Isn't this a government form? Like, how would you have different versions of a government form?
No, the government form is the government form.
Okay.
There's only one. But there's all kinds of calculators.
Okay, so it's a calculator, not the government form that you actually turn into your
right.
HR department.
I mean, you can go, the government has a calculator too, okay? Everybody's got a calculator. It's all like apps for budgeting, okay? Everybody's got a budgeting app. Take some time, though. Get that money back into your monthly paycheck when you can use it and you don't have to go into debt, use those credit cards for things that you really don't want to use the credit cards for.
Well, it's sad when you think of somebody getting back, like that couple you were talking about, a huge, what they considered a bonus, but yet they can't make ends meet from month to month. So it puts so much stress on you throughout the year waiting for that one big paycheck to come in that was really yours to begin with all along.
Well, and I think that they're not the only ones that are like that.
Oh, I'm sure they're
mean,
not.
It's yeah. not this one family in
yes.
all of the United States that has that problem.
Right.
I think it's probably 50 to 75% of the families in the United States have similar type stories that they could benefit and get more money in their monthly paycheck if they would just spend 30 or 40 minutes and figure out how to go about it.
But psychologically, I can see why people do it. It's like, I want that big check. That big check makes me feel good.
And it's going to pay for my vacation.
Yeah. Or it's going to pay off the bills that mm-hmm. I ran up all year.
Now, there are some people, I mean, I will admit there are some people that do look forward to the big refund because they are going to pay for vacation. And when you give them the reasoning why, they'll say, but I can't save that kind of money. I'm not disciplined enough to save $2,500 over the course of the year. I'm going to spend it if I have extra.
So basically, they're looking for the government as a savings
bank
for them, which doesn't pay them any interest. Not that you get that much interest on your savings today anyhow.
Yeah.
Well, the solution to that, though, is to have that money direct deposited into their checking account or into their savings account, and then have the bank transfer that money immediately into another savings account or a mutual fund or something like that, so they don't ever see it. They don't have to touch it. And all they know is what they ended up with in the bank was maybe $500 or $1,000 less than what their gross paycheck was. So there are ways to do it, smart ways to do it, where you're really paying yourself, not paying the government.
Because we really want everybody to be tax neutral, right?
Well, what we want is for people not to go into debt. I mean, when you get right down to the bottom line, that's the important thing. And if you don't have enough money in your paycheck every month, then you're going to end up getting debt. You know, you're going to use those credit cards. You're going to take out a loan.
Well, especially if you're doing it to yourself by having too much withheld. I mean, some people don't make enough to make ends meet, and that's one situation.
Granted,
but when you're doing it to yourself because you're having too much withheld, that's a whole different situation.
Absolutely.
So it's probably a bit of a hassle, right, to do a mid-year tax review. It takes some time, like you were saying, Steve, 30 to 45 minutes. You just need to sit down and have some quiet time.
Exactly. I mean, use last year's information as you look at this year's current information. And it will tell the story.
You know, there's 4 weeks in June. And each week has 168 hours. And all we're saying is out of one of those 4 weeks of 168 hours, take 60 minutes and spend just a little bit of time figuring it out.
Because the bonus, you're going to find you're going to get some more money in that weekly paycheck.
Exactly. And that's the important thing. I mean, we're not trying to get you to trick the government
or do
something illegal or anything like that. This is your money, and we want you to have as much of it as you can possibly have.
So no matter what you think, getting that big tax refund check is not a reason to celebrate, right? It just means that you gave the government money that you needed, and they gave it back to you.
You might as well put that money in your mattress or go bury it in the backyard. You'd have the same result. And if you could find it again on April the 15th, more power to you. But you haven't accomplished anything, okay? We began this show with a verse from Mark 12:7, which...
12:17.
17, which said to pay Caesar what belongs to Caesar. You know, Caesar also created all the rules that form up our tax regulations. And if those rules allow you to pay less, boy, take advantage of every single one of them. As a good steward, it's your obligation. People don't think of it that way. But as a good steward, it's your obligation to keep the most money that you can for your family.
Today, we shared a lot of valuable information on the show, and we've posted that information in our blog. Go to compasscatholic.org, click on blog, and look for Mid-Year Tax Review. Also, if you'd like to pass along this show to a family member or friend, it's available on demand. compasscatholic.org, scroll down on the homepage, and click on podcast. Okay, let's see if we can squeeze in a couple of email questions we received this week. John and Evelyn, my house loan is down to under $56,000 at 5% interest. I have $46,000 in savings. My six-month emergency savings would equal about $16,000 of that $46,000. Would it be a good idea to take the remaining $30,000 paying towards the principal to reduce the amount of interest I will pay? Or do you recommend putting that money into a money market or saving deposit?
I'd put the $30,000 towards the mortgage and then really, really, really focus on prepaying the balance of that mortgage each month until it's totally paid off. You are so close to becoming totally debt-free. You know, you'll be that way once you get that mortgage paid off.
You know, I'd almost consider taking the money and splitting it between the mortgage payoff and retirement savings, because the earlier you start saving for retirement, the better off you are. And based on what this person's retirement savings is, which we don't know, it may be better to put some money aside for retirement so that that nest egg can keep building.
Well, that's definitely a possibility. The one thing that they need to remember is that once they are debt-free, they'll be able to give more generously, and they'll be able to replenish their savings very quickly.
All right, here's an interesting one, John and Evelyn. I have an opportunity to enter into a rent-to-own arrangement on a home owned by someone we go to church with. I have no experience with this kind of arrangement. What do I need to know?
Well, first, the terms of this kind of a deal are completely negotiable. So ideally, you want to establish the purchase price in advance and make sure that you have some portion of the rent going towards the down payment of the house. And maybe one of the most important things is, even though I'm listing it second, is that you want to have a real estate attorney draft the agreement, because these kinds of transactions can be very complex because they are totally negotiable. And so you need to have everything in writing so there's no questions when you get to the point where you're ready to buy the house.
And it probably should be notarized too, right? The agreement should be notarized.
Yeah, I think the attorney can do that in their office.
Because you don't want this rent-to-own agreement to come between you and your friend, especially when it's a member of the church.
John and Evelyn, as always, thank you so much. Now, if you have a question for John and Evelyn, you like their advice on a situation you're involved in, by all means, send your questions to ask@compasscatholic.org. Let me give you that email address again. It's ask@compasscatholic.org. And for John and Evelyn Bean, thank you so much for listening. And remember, we have a brand new podcast available just for you each and every Wednesday morning, bright and early. Simply go to compasscatholic.org, scroll down on the homepage, and click on podcast. This is Manage Your Money God's Way. We're from Compass Catholic Ministries.